Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitator and coach Betsy McLaughlin as she delves into different areas of your life to get unstuck and create the life that is truly possible for you. Betsy has changed her life by utilizing the tools and techniques she is sharing with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Good day, good day, good day. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Imperfect Brilliance. I am your host for this show, Betsy McLaughlin. And I'm so grateful you're listening. I know that you guys could be doing a lot of different things. And thank you for taking time out of your day to play with us. And hopefully we contribute. And as always, you're welcome to email me or Facebook message me and let me know if you have somebody that you think would be a fun guest to come on, or you have a topic or a question that you would like addressed on a show. I'm happy to look at that. And my email address is accessbetsy@gmail.com, just as a reminder. And you can find me on Facebook, and I have an Imperfect Brilliance page, as well as my own personal page and my Certified Facilitator page. So I'm all over. And I'm super excited and happy and joyful to welcome my guest today, Samantha Lewis. And Samantha and I are going to be talking about creating a business that allows you to work from anywhere. And I have the honor and pleasure of working with Samantha with the Being a Certified Facilitator team. And she's just magic, and it's really shown me a lot. She is such a space of joy. There's never an energy coming from her of a wrongness or anything. And it's always like, what can we do? What can we create? And I love that. So that's going to be our conversation today. And Samantha, she does travel the world. She facilitates classes all over. And she's also added the adventure of playing with dolphins in some of her classes. So we're gonna talk about that, and that just looks to talk about a joyful energy to have dolphins playing with you. And we're gonna talk about how she created this in her life. And so just a little bit about Samantha, besides what I already said. She is a Certified Access Consciousness Facilitator, which is how we met. She is also a Being You Certified Facilitator, and she does a lot of different energetic processes as well. She has corporate coaching skills, seminars. She does corporate wellness, group coaching, personal life and business coaching, and she's been featured in a lot of different magazines and interviews, and I'm sure there's quite an extensive list, and it's growing all the time. So welcome to the show, Samantha.
Thank you so much, Betsy. Thank you for that amazing, wonderful introduction. And as you were talking about the dolphins, I was like, wow, I really created that in my life. So thank you. I was able to acknowledge that in that moment.
Yes. Well, when I first saw the pictures on Facebook, I didn't even know about it. And I was my body kind of went, wait, what? She's doing a class and facilitating, contributing to people in a boat in the water with dolphins. My whole body just went tingled and got excited, and I thought, what an amazing idea. So let's just start there and let people know, how did that come about?
Well, the place that we go to is this lovely country called Mauritius. It's a tiny little island that's a tiny dot just alongside Madagascar. And the first time that I went there was a couple of years ago, maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it was the first time that I swam with the dolphins. I had been deep sea diving before and swam underwater and things like that. Mm-hmm. But I had never actually swam with the dolphins in the water at the surface. And I'm actually someone who's not a strong swimmer. And in fact, when I was in primary school, which is your beginning years of school, I'm not sure what you call it in the States, but in South Africa, we call it primary school, before you go to your senior year, I was a very bad swimmer. And at the age of about 11,
you broke out for a minute. So it said your teacher hauled you, and then we had a few seconds of silence. So what happened?
To show me how to swim, she thought the best way to do that was to actually throw me in the deep end. And she literally had two of the strong swimmers in my class. She threw me in the deep end, literally picked me up and threw me in the deep end. And they would then help me out. And I was a little traumatized after that for a little while, as you can imagine. And as I got into my adult life, I overcome that fear of the water by going to learn how to dive, but with obviously the apparatus.
Okay.
So when it came to going on the boat this very first time and getting into the water, there were so many things going on for me about, can I do this? I can't swim really well. So many things that I was almost fearful for, even though knowing that fear is not really real. And when I finally did get into the water, in to swim with dolphins for the very first time, as I got in and opened my eyes with the snorkel and everything on and the mask, I just received such a great sense of space, of peace. Mm. My body felt so excited and so happy to be there in the water. And I could perceive the energy of the dolphins and their playfulness and their absolute no judgments of whether I could swim or not. It was just this immense amount of space, of peace, and absolute contribution from the sea, from the dolphins, from the guides that are in the water with you, because you're not alone. And it really gave me that space of this is what being me really feels like, that sense of space and peace and calm, and at the same time energetic and invigorating. It's like every cell in my body woke up and felt so alive. And every time I go, no matter how many times I do it, it's that and even more. So it's a different experience every time. And that's how the journey of that started.
Wow. I was in the Bahamas in at a small island off the Exumas, and we were in a small boat and just tooling around, having a great day, enjoying the water and looking at all the wildlife. And we started having dolphins play with us and, following the boat. And so we stopped the boat and then they were circling around. And the joy that everybody had, just like squealing. And one of our friends who had, she is a diver, and she dove in. And she's like, I want to swim with the dolphins. So she just dove in the water and was, you know, frolicking a little bit with them. And then they did take off. And she said she could hear them, the noise that they make. And she's like, it was so beautiful to hear them talking. And, yes. You know, like we did the same thing when we saw big sea turtles. You know, just the joy that you have connecting with the creatures of this world in a different way than, you know, we're used to. And it somehow lowers your barriers that you might have up. And just in being in nature and having that, where so many of us, you know, we have busy lives and we don't always get out in nature. And so can you talk a lot about that piece a little bit and what that has contributed?
Yes, definitely. And what I'd also like to add here is some people that have been on the Being Your Adventure with Dolphins trip have, some of them have never even got into the water before until they came on a journey to swim with the dolphins to attend the Being Your Adventure. And the joy that they received on that weekend was just amazing. And it really is what you're talking about, Betsy. It's like your barriers just drop completely, and everyone on the boat, everyone there is there to receive as well. So your level of receiving completely expands once you get into the water. And it's almost like the water is your distraction. So you cannot think of anything else except have that sensation of the water on your body. If someone really cannot swim, we hold their hand and then they float above and swim for them, and they get to see the water, see the dolphins and be in the water and hear the sound of the dolphins as well. And it is that sense of contribution, that sense of there's nothing else that exists except you, the being, your body, and what it's receiving from the water and receiving energetically from everything else around in nature, and how that actually wakes up. It's like wakes up your body and energizes you. And there's only one thing you can be and choose in that moment, and that is to receive. And it's truly a really an amazing experience, something that stays with you forever.
It really does. And, you know, even just talking about my, you know, and that experience in the boat, that was several years ago, and I can take myself right back to it just by talking with you about it. And I love that you're bringing in the piece about receiving, because I've certainly talked about it a lot on the show, and I know that I'm still getting it at a deeper and deeper level about what receiving actually is and what it contributes to your life. So could you talk a little bit about what that is for you?
Yes, and I can actually speak from when I first swam with the dolphins and how that changed how I engage with what I thought of up until that point receiving was. Mm-hmm. And every time I have that sense of receiving, it expands in a different way. And being in the water and receiving from the dolphins, receiving from the ocean, the sea, every aspect of the whole experience allowed me to actually receive me even more. And that was really quite a turning point in how I allowed myself to actually receive even more from everything and everyone else. Mm.
And what does that mean for you, like receiving more of you? What does that mean for people listening who might not get what you're talking about?
It's a combination of acknowledging who you are, acknowledging the choices you've made up till then without
judging any of them, and also acknowledging what you're choosing in the moment, and acknowledging the joy, and acknowledging just the gift of the moment without judging anything, wishing anything to be different. And having all your barriers down completely, you cannot get into a deep ocean and swim in an environment like that with your barriers up. Because you just, if you choose that, your body just becomes like a stiff, becomes stiff and doesn't want to move. But if your barriers are down and you're really like in the water and receiving from it and allowing yourself to really be in that moment, then that receiving is right there, and it actually fills your body, it fills the cells of your body. It's almost like there's a little charge of excitement that gets switched on in every cell of your body. And you
know, it's that, and it's almost like we go to we stop the autopilot that we might be functioning from. So it's time for our first break. Stay tuned with Samantha Lewis for an amazing conversation. We'll be back.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. Today I am talking with Samantha Lewis, and we are talking about, so far we've talked a lot about receiving and playing with nature and the dolphins. And Samantha has created the Being You Adventures is a specialty class that the Being You certified facilitators can teach. And then from there, you can also create even more of a specialty class, which is what she has done with the Dolphin Adventures. And wow. So I've seen pictures of, you talked about, you've been, so far you've done it in Mauritius, which is beautiful, a beautiful place in this world. And I'm sure that if you were invited to create this in other places, you would be more than happy to.
Yes, definitely. There's some beautiful places. In fact, I'm currently looking at some places here in South Africa that have amazing swimming with dolphin places that are really awesome. And in the next, you know, during 2020, I'll be adding a few more adventures in different places.
Wonderful. Well, while we're on that subject, then how can people reach you if they're interested in creating something with you?
They can message me either on my Facebook page, Samantha Lewis, or email me at samantha@samanthalewis.co.za.
.co.za. Okay. Thank you. And with, you know, obviously Facebook a lot of times can be the easiest way, and you can also find her on the Access Consciousness website.
Yes.
Or if you can't find her, you could always message me and I'll forward an email to her. So don't fret. We will make sure you get connected. So I've had conversations with people in the past about the contribution that animals are to our lives. And we've talked about horses and, you know, dogs and cats and different creatures that just have such an amazing presence. I was interviewed the other day by a woman on a Zoom call so I could see her, and she had a beautiful bird sitting on her shoulder. And, you know, so the bird was a contribution to the call, and she said, you know, she had her earphones in, so she said the bird could not hear us. But when you were saying certain things, the bird was over to the side going, nodding its head and going, you know, she's like, so the bird, when she said, believe me, this bird is very aware of the conversation and the energies. And when she said, when you were saying some particularly brilliant things, the bird bobbing its head up and down. And I thought that was the cutest thing. And then she lives in Australia, and she's like, oh my gosh, you have to see this. And in the middle of the conversation, she took her camera and pointed it outside. And she lives in like a townhouse area. And there were little monkeys just climbing all over the roofs and on the side of the house and everything. And her bird was quite bossy and yelling at these monkeys to say, hey, this is my territory. But it was so funny. So the animals are such a joy for so many people. And for me, most of my life, I grew up, we had cats and dogs. And at one point we had, my mom decided it would be fun to have some ducks at Easter time. So we got, I still think about this and go, oh my gosh. So we had three ducks, and it was with three kids. So each kid got a duck, and we called them Tic Tac and Toe, as they were always following each other around. And of course, we didn't know which one was which. And and the adventures with these ducks for, you know, the short time that we had them, and then we took them to a pond and set them free when they got a little bit bigger, you know, and like, okay, go have fun. So then we would go back later, and we're going to go visit Tic Tac and Toe, you know. And I mean, you know, anybody who has animals in their lives, you know, can tell you stories for days of all the joy and what they bring to your life. So I love this conversation that we're having today with the whole receiving part of this, where they don't have barriers up like we do.
No, they have absolutely no point of view. They're just there to love you and cuddle you and receive from you, and they receive from each other. And it's really such a gift to have the connection and communion with animals on a daily basis. I've had cats and dogs most of my life, and I really love going to
animal rescue centres and engaging with the animals there. I did that last weekend, engaged with the lion cubs that are at the lion park here near where I live.
Wow.
And just, just amazing, feeding a giraffe and, you know, it's just wonderful to be able to have access to that and also receive from them, and also for them to receive from you. So a lot of the time the animals that are in rescue centers have so many visitors, and we know how sensitive and how aware animals also are to energies. So I like to go there and have a conversation with them and use some of the access consciousness tools and just be that space and energy for them to receive something different too, especially when there's lots of tourists and, you know, things, people coming and patting them and being in their environment constantly, to go and allow them to also receive something different.
What a gift. And that clearly, like, I don't know that you have actually acknowledged the gift that you are for not only people, but all of these creatures that you come in contact with. And for you to have that, you know, that you're taking the time out of your day to go and visit the animals and say, you're getting that hit that what could you contribute to them? And so then you go and you do that. Like, how many people don't even think about that? It's not anywhere in their universes.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way, but yes, now that you bring it up.
Wow.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and so with all of this, like, what else? I mean, we love to share questions and different things on this show. So what questions could we be asking if maybe we're wondering, well, I wonder what contribution I could actually be? So the first one that just popped as I was asking that is, are you willing to acknowledge the contribution you already are?
Yes, that's a great question, Betsy.
Because
we mostly not looking at the contribution we are, but what we're not. And
yes,
asking that question definitely expands your life dynamically. And also, a question I like to use every day is, what contribution can I be to the planet, to the animals, to be that energy, space, consciousness, and choice of oneness that I may not even have acknowledged that I can be? And could I choose that today now? And it really just gives me that sense of space, of getting out of my head when I'm stuck there, and also unlocking anything that I haven't acknowledged that I can be.
Wow, that is a beautiful question. Beautiful. And that really does get you out of the place where you might be functioning more from so much head tripping or, you know, like, there's a word that I can't, that's not coming to me right now, but what it does do is remind you that just from that question, that you are far greater than you might acknowledge. And then in that greatness and the connection that you have with everybody,
yes,
what contribution can you be? So when you're in that place or space or energy or whatever word you'd like to use there, then that opens so many more possibilities.
Yeah, definitely.
Could you speak to that a little bit?
opening up the possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Wow. So when we look at our life on a day-to-day basis, we don't always look at what the possibilities are. We generally look at what are the problems and how can I solve them. Now, if we look at what are the possibilities, what are the infinite possibilities, that starts to actually unlock everything that we haven't yet been able to access as something that can change a situation or something that can add something that you don't currently have in your life. So functioning from that space of what are the infinite possibilities here that I haven't even considered.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That if I was willing to receive them, could actually expand my reality and change the world dynamically. And of course, wow. Your life.
Wow. And do you use those questions in creating the business that allows you to travel the world?
Yes, I do. And it's so interesting when you were doing the introductions at the beginning of the show, I was like, wow, I've always had the sense that business can be really big and it doesn't have to be stationary, doesn't have to be in one place. Mm-hmm. And years ago, I was working for a company and all the salespeople had laptops and we would come home in the evening and then go back to work in the morning. And I was like, there has to be a different way to spending 2 to 3 hours in the car in the traffic going to work and coming back, that we could actually utilize our time and our space a lot better. And I suggested that we, you know, somehow get onto a network, because it was still before everyone had Wi-Fi and everything was all
right,
interconnected, you know. And it was right in the beginning when you could buy when the dongles, their Wi-Fi or the data dongles first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I introduced that into the company and I started working like that. And everyone else said, oh, no, we have to all be together. We have to all be, you know, here at the office so we can see each other and do our work and it will be a lot better. And I was like, well, I'm going to work this way. And I was actually a lot more productive. And it's so fun now that that's just, you know, that's just how we function now. There's just no other way, you know.
It's a lot easier to do the telecommuting and, you know, the way we are all connected, you know, and all the work that we do with Access Consciousness, you know, literally we work with people around the world, people in all parts. And so we rely on the fabulous technology that is available to us now through Skype and Zoom and WhatsApp and WeChat and, you know, a whole lot of other platforms. So, and that's from people. All of these things created are from people like you asking that question that you asked so many years ago, like, okay, what else could we create here instead of just doing the same thing and being in that monotony of the routine of being stuck in traffic for 2 hours every day. And, like, you know, that's not fun. That's not productive to be sitting there not being able to be on the, you know, to do the work. And so in that, there's so many different things that have been created literally from people making that demand and asking questions and creating something that's never existed before.
Totally. And if you look at technology, it's all about connectivity and creating a business that's international is about that. It's your connectivity, but not only to technology, but to people and to places and that you can contribute to. So it's like the connectivity of contribution and conversation that creates an international business that really inspires me.
For sure. So how long have you been creating an international business?
About 6 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are some of the questions? And I know we're about to go to break, so we'll maybe start this and then pick it up after the break. But, like, what are some of the questions that you could share with people that you have asked and things that you've learned along the way? And there we go to break. So gives you a couple minutes to think of some questions, Samantha, and we'll be back. Thank you.
Thank
guys.
You.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance. You guys, I just launched an updated website for myself. You guys can check it out at creatingyumminess.com. Of course, as always, it's a work in progress, and I did launch a new platform, so I'm excited about that. I have a couple of classes coming up, so you guys can always find more information on my Facebook page and my website as well. And if you'd like to join my mailing list so you can get the inside scoop and maybe some VIP stuff that you have as an email subscriber, you can either email me at accessbetsy@gmail.com and ask to be added, or you can go to my website and subscribe yourself. We are talking today with Samantha Lewis, in case you're just joining us, and we're talking about creating an international business and being able to do your business no matter where you are. And Samantha has also added in the joy and the pleasure of nature and dolphins and all the other amazing creatures that swim around in the sea and the ocean when she's facilitating Being You Adventures and playing with the dolphins. So right before break, I asked her for anybody to share with us some questions and some things that you have learned along the way as you're creating an international business and that allows you to travel and work from anywhere. I wonder if we lost Samantha. Okay. Okay.
Oh, so sorry. I had me on mute. Yes. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
I'm
wonderful.
Here.
That's okay.
Sorry about that. Yes.
No,
so right in the very beginning, when I first started traveling around the world, was looking at this from the space of what am I creating as my life
And what is it that I know that I haven't acknowledged that I know, that if I choose to know it, would be something that people would want and desire? And then looking at how to make that accessible to people.
Those are great questions, because there's so much that, because you know it and you, it's easy in your world, you, so many times we assume that, well, if it's easy for us, then everybody, it's easy for everybody, everybody knows it, so why would I go and teach somebody else how to do that? Or
yeah.
And that's exactly, like, so we tend to discount the things that we're actually really quite proficient at. So those questions actually help change that and have you look at the places where, oh, well, maybe this is a strength. I had a friend who is an amazing organizer, like that. She just does it, and she does it in such a beautiful way. I used to have a paper art store, and this is actually how I met her. She would come in the store, and she would just start moving stock around, and she'd say, "Do you mind?" And I was like, "Go for it. Have at it. Have fun." And she would just move things around and bring new life to things that perhaps people hadn't seen, which is one of the things we always did, because there were a lot of little things, little items. And when you have a lot of little things, sometimes people don't see it. But in that, it's like, you know, you actually have quite a talent here. And she looked at me like I had six heads. And she's like, "What are you talking about?" No, you don't. It's like, people, that's really valuable that you know how to do that. And she was in such disbelief that anybody would pay her money. And I'm like, "I will hire you." And I actually ended up hiring her and working at the shop for that. And we had so much fun. And she was amazing at, well, that was, you know, a small piece of what she did. And she just had this beautiful connection with everybody who walked in the store, and she was an amazing, amazing contribution to what we created when I had the shop. And I'm thinking, like, without her, it would have been way different. And that was all from acknowledging her talents and her capacities. And she was floored that anybody actually saw that.
And the funny thing is that mostly, because it's so easy for us, we don't even know that it's a gift or a capacity or something that somebody else doesn't know how to do, or doesn't even think of adding that process or that to their life or to their business to change it up a little bit. So really acknowledging what it is that you do that you could have people pay you to do. And also, I would look at, what can I add? Who's doing something so brilliantly that I would like to add to my business? And how do I find out how to incorporate that or employ someone that can do it for me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so both of those questions actually can contribute to you having more than one business or more than one income stream. So,
yes.
You know, with your talents and capacities, how many different things do you do that people would actually be willing to pay you money? And then from that, will you get to the point, you know, like I can't possibly do anything else. Then that next question that Samantha just shared of, well, who do you know? Who could you bring on? Who would love to contribute to you and your business and your creations? And believe me, they show up in very unexpected ways when you start asking these questions.
They really, really do. And also, what future would I like to create with my life? And what future would I like to create with my business? And that also expands it out and it gets you out of just looking at today. It adds that energy of, what else can I add? What more can I create here that I haven't even considered yet? When you ask, what future am I creating with my business and my life?
Wonderful. Yeah. So what future are you creating? And, you know, what future would you like to create? And so and then from that, what one of the things that I do is I will write down all of the different ideas that come in. And there's a lot of them. And I've learned if I don't write it down somewhere, whether it's on my computer or my phone or in a notebook or, you know, wherever it is for you, that the ideas may flit away again.
I like to make voice notes because it's mostly when I'm driving or when I'm nowhere near a pen or paper my computer. I make myself a little voice note because inevitably I will forget. And sometimes I even wake up at the middle of the night and I have this idea and I grab my phone and I make a voice note so that I remember in the morning. When I don't do it, I definitely cannot recall what it was that I had as an idea or something that was coming to me in the moment.
So true. And I love the voice note idea. And what other ways can you that works for you? I have a friend who gets a lot of ideas in the shower, and she got one of those boards that you can actually write on in the shower, you know, so she wasn't losing her ideas there.
That's so fun.
Great idea. So wherever inspiration's coming. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's fine. I also find when I have a lot of ideas and a lot of things coming at me, I ask my partner to sit down with me, and then I just say to him, just listen, you know, would you be willing to listen to everything that I've got going on? And as I start talking about whatever idea it is or wherever I'm going with something, I have clarity. It's like I'm able to just pour out everything that's coming. And at the same time, I get clarity of, okay, this must go here, go here, go here. Because what it does for me is, when I have all this energy and I'm like got it in front of me or and it's all around me, trying to put it into something that's tangible that I can actually make it into maybe a list or look at where to start, the only way I can do that is by talking it through. Because if I just constantly have it as energy mulling around me, even if I write things down on paper, it's so different when you talk with someone about it. And they don't necessarily have their take on it, but just talking to another person about it, it is
so
almost
true.
For me, it allows it to, you know, become something real. And it's like the energy of the universe contributes to it at the same time. And then you can I am able to extrapolate the parts that I want to keep and the parts that I don't want to keep.
I love that. Love that. And one of the other things I do too, because I too get a lot of ideas. And one of my questions is that I will ask is now the time. And sometimes sometimes it's a yes, sometimes it's a no, sometimes I might not have a clear answer. So then I just or write it down and ask more questions. And like you said, you know, sometimes talk it over with other people. And from them, other people may have ideas. It may be something for somebody else that I was just aware of. And hey, here you go. Take it. Have fun. Or it might be now. Yes, now. You know, and so just from being willing to allow all of the ideas to come in instead of saying, I'm getting overloaded, I can't take any more, and shutting down that creative capacity.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you're not willing to hear the ideas that are coming in. So from that, being willing to play with it, being willing to actually not be in order, in control, and being willing to have things coming at you from all different directions.
for me, it took a little bit of time to learn how to do that, because I had always been so, you're supposed to do one thing at a time. You're supposed to be focused.
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't start on another project until you finish the one you're on, right? And now I have, probably 50 tabs open on my computer pretty much at all times. And I go from here to there. And as you know, and so I've learned how to create like that. And I find I actually get way more accomplished than when I was forcing myself to, focus and only do this one thing. So is that how you create as well?
Definitely. And one of the things that I've also added is sometimes I'm working on something and I want to get it done, yet I'm not getting it done. I just then have to acknowledge that, okay, give this thing a bit of space. So I kind of walk away from it, even if it's like physically going out into the garden or taking a break or, doing something completely different or looking at a different project, just so that you could give that thing a little bit of space and then come back to it. And it's quite interesting how just giving something a little bit of space to be what it would like to be for those few moments, and when you come back and engage with it again, there's absolute clarity of, okay, what's next?
Wow. And that really is so true. And when you find yourself really trying to force something, for me, that's definitely the time too, as well. Either get up, go do something else, or just what else could be possible here? Because when you're that force energy, for me, the creative energies are leaving the building.
Totally. I agree with you there. They definitely do leave the building when you try and force anything. It doesn't matter what it is. When you're trying to force anything, it's like trying to force a cake to bake in under the required time. It just becomes a flop.
I'm standing and watching the, that's a great analogy. Why aren't you done yet?
Why aren't you done yet? Exactly.
And we can, we can be quite forceful at times and be like, but
we can be.
I want it my way, not the way it is. So it's not.
And also when you're
so
when
oh, go ahead.
It's a pleasure.
Go ahead.
No. Also when you're in that space of force, then you're not creating anything. It really just stops everything.
It really does.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you, Samantha, for being here with us. I'm so grateful. And
thank you, Betsy. I'm so grateful for you.
Oh, thank you. So do you have any parting words of wisdom as we end out the show today?
Well, I'm going to say one thing, and that so many people in Access Consciousness that use the tools and facilitate classes do say this, but it is the one thing that always, always brings so much joy and clarity to many situations is be you. Everybody else is taken. You are a gift. Just choose to be you every day.
Wow. And that's so true. So you really are a gift as you are right now. And there's nothing that you have to fix, nothing that you have to change.
Yes.
And in that, like, what else truly, truly is possible? And Samantha and I are both Being You certified facilitators. And that came about from the Being You Changing the World book by Dr. Dane Heer. And also, we also right now, in October of 2019, we are running a free book club on the Being You book, where we have different facilitators every week who are on, and we read the chapter, and then we do a little bit of discussion. It's been wonderful. So you guys certainly are more than welcome to join us.
and you'll get the recordings every week if you can't be on live. And it's just a wealth of information. And you can find that beingyouadventures.com. Thank you, Samantha, so much.
Thank you, Betsy. Thank you so much. Bye.
What a joy. Bye-bye, guys. Have a great week.